This is Christ in Prophecy, program number 1926 for Monday, November the 9th. Counting down to the program, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you have unanswered questions concerning the Bible and its importance in today's world? Stay tuned as Dr. David Reagan shares practical insight into God's Word on Christ in Prophecy. And now, speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries of McKinney, Texas, here's Dr. David Reagan.
Hello, folks. This is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries. I greet you in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and I welcome you to another week of broadcasts of Christ in Prophecy. It's good to be back with you. I hope you had a good weekend of fellowship with your family and worship of the Lord. I hope you got those spiritual batteries recharged. I surely did. This has been a great year for me because this has been my sabbatical year, as most of you are regular listeners know, and that means I haven't been doing any traveling this year, so I've been able to stay at home and go to church with my wife and just sit back and relax and soak it up. And boy, that has been a real blessing to me. Once again today, I want to welcome our two new stations that started with us last week, and we are just delighted to have them to as additions to our radio network across the nation. One of them is WITA in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the other one is WFLT in Flint, Michigan. We're really excited about both of these stations, and I'm particularly excited about the one in Michigan because we've never been on the air in the state of Michigan before. We are on in the state of Tennessee in Nashville, but we're sure glad to have Knoxville added to it, and I love the Knoxville area. I've been there once to speak at Johnson Bible College. I hope to be back again someday. But if you're listening and you're in those two areas, we'd appreciate it if you'd write us and let us know, because that's how we determine whether or not to stay on in a particular area when we go on, is the response that we get in terms of letters from listeners. So if you're there, give us a write-in. And incidentally, if you're not on our newsletter mailing list, well, just write and ask for our intro packet. Ask for the introductory packet, and we will be glad to send you a copy of our latest newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a catalog of our tapes and publications, and we'll send you a tape entitled Jesus is Coming Soon. It's 1 hour long. It'll bless your socks off. It'll give you all the signs that point to the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you'd like that intro packet, you just write to P.O. Box K. That's P.O. Box K. K as in King, McKinney, Texas. M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, that's in the Dallas area, McKinney, Texas, and the zip is 75069. Again, P.O. Box K, McKinney, Texas, 75069. That will be repeated by the announcer at the end of our program. I want to begin today with something very uplifting. I know some of you may be a little bit down, may be looking for a source of encouragement. Well, I've got it here, Psalm 121. Listen to this. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Is that where your help comes from? Do you have a problem that needs to be solved? Have you been trying to solve it with your education, with your money, with your experience, with your friends, with your contacts? Why not try the Lord, who created the heaven and earth? He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Isn't that something? God neither slumbers nor sleeps. You don't have to worry about him going to sleep on the job. Verse 5, listen to this. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah! Psalm 121. What that psalm doesn't tell you is that the Lord does not force any blessing upon you. He is a gentleman. He doesn't force you. If you want to solve the problem yourself, he'll let you. You can struggle with it in the flesh. That's one of the points that the Bible teaches. Teaches us in the book of James. We do not have because we do not ask. So whatever your problem is, don't expect the Lord to take care of it unless you ask. That's the first step. Just simply, in simple childlike faith, take that problem, turn it over to the Lord, and ask Him to deal with it. And then you turn it loose and let the Lord do it. And sit back and watch and wonder as He takes care of it. And He'll do it in a way that you never suspected. And it'll bless you. Oh, it'll bless you. Well, folks, it's that time of year again. Those of you who are regular listeners to Lamb and Lion Ministry know that for the past several years, early in November, usually the first week, but I forgot about it last week, usually early in November, I always read an item that has to do with Christmas. And the reason I do that is because the first time I did this, I think it was 3 years ago, I did it right before Christmas. And then I got all this flood of mail saying, why in the world did you wait till Christmas to read that? Why didn't you read that back in November so we could have written for a copy of it and got it printed in our church bulletin or use it at our church Christmas party? So ever since then, we've read it early in November. I'm going to read it in just a moment. I will read it probably at two more times, one next week and one the following week, and give you an opportunity to write in and get a copy so that you can have it printed in your church bulletin or you can read it at your church Christmas party. Now, folks, this is going to bless you, and I know you're going to want a copy of it. So you get your pencil ready because you're going to need to write down the address. You may not have written it down a few moments ago, but our address again is Post Office Box K, McKinney, Texas, 75069. And that will be repeated by the announcer. So here we go. The item everybody seems to want every year at Christmas time. We'll be glad to send this to you free of charge. But if you write for it, be sure and give us the call letters of your station. And remember, we are a faith ministry, so send a donation if you possibly can. That's very important. Christian radio is not free. We must pay bills to stay on Christian radio. And so if you can send a donation, you do so. No donation is too small. It'll bless us, and we'll pray the Lord will bless it back to you. Here it is. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter that I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here, with a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray. I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I hung my head in shame. The peoples whose names had been written with love he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. Powerful, powerful piece about the second coming of Jesus Christ, called 'Twas the Night Before Jesus Came. If you'd like a copy, write. Include the call letters of your station, and include a donation if you can. In the time remaining today, I want to address myself to a very controversial topic. For several months now, we have been deluged with copies of a little tabloid newspaper. People have been sending it to us from all over the nation, wanting to know what we thought about it. The little tabloid newspaper is entitled Miracle at Medjugorje. That's the name of a town in Yugoslavia. It has a big picture of a drawing of the Virgin Mary on the front. And up in the right-hand corner, it says over 4 million copies in print. Now, as I say, I have been deluged by these from both Protestants and Catholics wanting to know what I thought about this particular newspaper. In their letters, they would say that the newspaper tells about appearances of Mary to a group of teenagers in Yugoslavia and that she's been appearing to them for 5 years. Finally, I received so many of these, I didn't pay much attention to them at first, that I finally did a radio program on them several weeks ago in which I just said, look, I haven't got time to read everything that is sent in to me, particularly when I know it's false. I said, I haven't read this newspaper, but I can tell you in advance it's false. Mary is not appearing to anybody anywhere. That would be a violation of the Word of God. In the Word of God, we have appearances only by angels and by God Himself in the form of the great angel of Israel. That is the only appearances we have, with one exception, and that is that one time Saul went to a medium and called up the prophet Samuel. But Samuel came to Paul in that seance, Saul came to Saul in that seance only to condemn him for trafficking in mediums that way, and so it was a message of condemnation. We are told that we are not to get involved in seances, we are not to get involved in trafficking in dead spirits, and so I can assure you that whatever is appearing to these young people there, and I think that something is appearing to them, is demonic in nature, appearing as an angel of righteousness, as we're told the demon spirits of Satan can do. And as I said on a previous program, I don't believe for a moment that this is the Virgin Mary. First of all, Mary is not a god. Mary was a human being like you and me. She was a very righteous person, a godly person, but she was a sinner. She needed a Savior as much as I need a Savior, or you need a Savior. And she has to turn to Jesus Christ for her salvation just like anyone else. She is not a god. She has not been elevated to godhood. She does not go around appearing to people any more than any other dead person does. But I found out that one of the reasons that this particular newspaper is evidently appealing to so many people and getting them to wonder and think is the fact that it's authored by a person who claims to be a Lutheran Protestant. His name, Wayne Weibel. He claims that he was sitting in his home watching a videotape about these apparitions, and that while he was watching the videotape, he suddenly had a tingling sensation all over and felt called to go to Medjugorje to check the thing out and to proclaim the message of the Virgin Mary all over the world. And so he has done that in this particular newspaper, of which there are 4 million now in print. The newspaper is made up of a series of newspaper articles which Wayne Weibel wrote for his home newspaper. These began to be circulated and many requests came in. And so what I did is finally I have received so many of these that last night I sat down and read the thing from beginning to end. One of the reasons I read it is because almost everyone who's written me has said, you know, I've read this, and there's not one thing in it that contradicts the Word of God. It just seems to be right out of the Word, and it seems to be a biblical message, and that's how we're supposed to test things. And so evidently it must really be from God. Well, I knew it wasn't from God, but I didn't want to bother to read it because I knew it'd be a waste of my time. But I've gotten so many that I finally sat down and read it. And folks, all I can say is that those who have written me and said there's nothing in it contrary to the Word of God either didn't read it very carefully or they don't know the Word of God, because there are things in it contrary to the Word of God from beginning to end. And tomorrow, the Lord willing, I'm going to give you a review of this little newspaper entitled Miracle at Medjugorje. If you've got a copy of it, and I know many of you do, you get your copy ready and you can just go through it with me, and I'm going to show you how unbiblical this thing is and how this person who claims to be Mary, who's appearing to these teenage kids in Yugoslavia, is anything but a messenger of God. Well, we are told that in the end times there's going to be this sort of thing, that the demons will appear as angels of righteousness, and we're told that we're to test everything by the Word. The problem is most people don't know the Word, therefore they can't test anything by the Word. So we'll put this to the test tomorrow, the Lord willing. As we bring our program to a close today, I want to encourage you to write us for our intro packet, to write us for a copy of 'Twas the Night Before Jesus Came, or to write us for the most popular article this ministry has ever produced entitled What Happens When You Die? A short pamphlet that I think will be spiritually enlightening to you and a blessing to you. It's entitled, What Happens When You Die? Well, that's it for today. Until tomorrow at this same time, this is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries, saying, look up, be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
Dr. Reagan would like to hear from you today. Address all correspondence and letters of request to Lamb and Lion Ministries, Post Office Box K, McKinney, Texas 75069. That's Post Office Box K, McKinney, Texas 75069. And when you write, please include the call letters of the station to which you listen. This will enable us to remain good stewards of this international faith outreach. The preceding sponsored by Lamb and Lion Ministries and our faith partners in this area.